It's a pleasure meeting you, Frozy. From last from 2 years, actually, we are talking about Bhaktivedanta Hospital and all, and especially this Anu Mataji, especially she's taking charge for this, and she always tries to get to collect us and talk about let's talk about Bhaktivedanta Hospital, but. Whenever she talks about Bhaktivedanta Hospital, I think comes in mind that the devotees, the most of devotees we are here, they're taking responsibilities in the temple, maybe for the festivals and many other responsibilities, donation collection and many things, preaching, college preaching. And if we can get engaged with the project of Bhaktivedanta Hospital, so who will help here in the temple for those projects which are going, like college preachings are going on, and donation collection, because the most of the they like Senapati Prabhupada, Prabhu Anu Mataji and many other, we are all helping in the temple. So there is fear that who will help here if we all get engaged in the Bhaktivedanta Hospital. So I always tell her that I have no interest. I tell that because our temple is lacking devotees. So we have to help in the temple first. The Bhaktivedanta Hospital is our second priority. So what should we do?
We are also like you, all of you only. In the beginning, we became devotees in temple, no? We went to temple and started Krishna consciousness. And we also preached. It's not that when you make hospital, you don't preach. You're constantly preaching. And many people will join Krishna consciousness and your resource will increase. So it's not that when you start hospital activity, you'll just stop temple activities totally and totally get dedicated to that. We have to see that we also cultivate this project and also serve in temple, keep our services in temple intact. In the process, make more devotees and they will do temple services more and you'll do hospital services more in the future. Not nil temple services and full hospital services, not like that. See, as a doctor, today also I go to preaching programs, I go to houses, I cultivate people, I've got counselees, I do lot of non-medical work. But my main work is in the hospital. I look after hospital employees. Now, employees are coming from all over the world. I mean, all over, everywhere. They're not devotees. But when they are working in the hospital, we are preaching them in the hospital itself. Hospital like a ocean of preaching opportunity, right at a doorstep. You don't have to go out also. So many employees are working who are not devotees. So many patients who are coming who are not devotees. They all are becoming devotees gradually. So who are you supplying ultimately? You're supplying temple only, no? When I make a patient devotee, where he will go? He'll go to temple only. Temple congregation is going to grow. Hospital is like breeding area. You breed them and you send them to temple. Then so many people become donors from patient. Then they give donation to the patient, the activities. We told them to go to Janmashtami. Our Janmashtami target is there, right? I also have a target. Now, where do I go? Wherever I go, they only ask for the money and people will give. Doctors, where they have time, so their patients are coming and they are collecting money. What Dwarkesh Prabhu does, he doesn't have time, so he catches all the MRs and says, okay, for my side, 200 Bhagavad Gitas you have to distribute. No. So I don't want any samples or anything. Just take these 200 Gitas and you sell. Then he will tell pharmaceutical companies, see, Holy Rai will not ask anything to you, but Janmashtami, you have to give donation to me. So in his clinic, people are coming and giving money to him for Janmashtami. In his clinic, he is distributing books. So there are many innovative ways you can serve temple just by remaining what you are and wherever you are. So don't think that you are going to deprive temple of your important services. You keep doing that. Simultaneously cultivate this project. And one day your project itself will become support to the temple. Like today it is, Bhaktivedanta Hospital, is today the support. So many devotees are being made. Where they go? They go to temple only, no? And when they become devotees, they will become collectors and they will become fundraisers and book distributors in future. So they were patients one day, but now they are devotees, they are initiated now, they are fully into the temple activities. It's like that. So you just pray that, see, ultimately we need manpower, right? What you are doing, you need more people like you to help temple so that you can do this work also. I am not doing the same work which I was doing 20 years back. Now many people we have created to do that work. Even in the beginning of the hospital, what I was doing, I was recruiting people, taking interview, doing every single thing I've done. But now, after 20 years, I have a general manager for recruitment. I have got maintenance person for looking after. I have got cafeteria. I was cooking for employees. 2 years, I cooked for all employees, food with my wife, and served them with my own hands. Now, I have full cafeteria outsourced, nicely running by a devotee. He could not come. He was going to come with me, but he could not come. So, even your services will change in the course of time. Because you will have so many things to do, you can't do the same thing what you were doing before. No? So, you will get people to do the things and you will do different things. So, you will not deprive the temple of your activities. Don't worry about that. Krishna, see, it's a matter of your desire. If you have desire to serve temple also and to make Bhaktivedanta Hospital also, Krishna will empower you to get both things done from you. What he cannot do from you? If an expert player is there, even broken harmonium can sound so beautiful. Is this not true? We need expert player. Who is the expert player? Sri Krishna. So you submit yourself to Sri Krishna and then he will get things done from you. Even you will not be able to believe that I did all these things. No, I know, I didn't do. Sri Krishna is doing through me. It's his empowerment, his mercy. You just desire. What Prabhupada did? He desired that I want to create a majestic movement in the West. He had to say, I don't have money, I don't have anybody, no followers, nothing. But I have order of my Guru and my mercy of my Guru. And see what happened today. You have seen the miracle. And the same person's mercy is available to you also when you're joining his mission. What we were simple, mediocre, middle class people. We just medicine and we just had no money, nothing we did. When we were collecting 50 rupees and 11 rupees and 21 rupees and 101 rupees as monthly donation, we raised a hospital of 10 crore rupees. It's unbelievable. Because the same people whom we were collecting monthly 11 rupees and 21 rupees and 101 rupees and every monthly we were going and giving back the report. Okay, this month we did this much camp and take this month's collection. The same people gave 45 lakhs and 50 lakhs and one crore rupees for the hospital construction. What they saw in 10 years, that these guys are so sincere. Every month they come, take a small amount and do so many activities and show us. Consistently 10 years they are going to villages. The young boys, they can do many things in life. So when we say now we are building hospital and it's 10 crores, they all came forward and gave unbelievable lakhs of rupees they gave. Their names are still on the board there. So what Krishna can do, you cannot imagine. You have to just submit to him, that's all. And pray to him that we want to do like this. We want to serve you like this. And through your hands, even Janmashtami collection will grow and your hospital also will come up. You will not believe that you are the part of the whole story. That's how it is. Krishna consciousness is a life of miracle. Please understand. When you become Krishna conscious, only miracles happen in your life. Which you have to just witness and get bewildered and see wonderfully, wow, how nice it is. Everything in your life will be a miracle. Bhaktivedanta Hospital is a miracle actually. Because individually, if you were not devotees, we could have never built a 25-bed hospital also. From where money will come? Your money is flowing like anything. Difficulties are there. It's not that it's easily showering in the sky, but there's no dearth for good activities. People are coming forward. And nowadays a new trend started. Last 2 years, what is happening, you know? Wherever we go, people say, sir, apna ek hospital hai, wo jara aisa chalta nahi barabar se. Aap de sakte ho kya chalane ke liye? This is what they are coming up, Prabhuji. There are 10 proposals right now. We are saying no, because we don't want to just take up more than what we can. They say how wonderful hospital with nice principles, no meat eating, Hare Krishna, everything religiously, beautifully running nicely, and honest people are there. Why can't they run our hospital? Our hospital is just running in bankruptcy. So two of them will take up now, very close by. We are going to take over two of them. But there are many, many, when we go to Pandharpur, one MLA comes from there. MLA means member of assembly of Maharashtra. He says, Mera hospital wo udhar band pada hai, can you start? I received a mail before coming through Nepal from Radhakund. There's a Gaurdham hospital of 40 beds at Radhakund, which is there much before Bhaktivedanta Hospital. Now the mail has come. I came to know your name as a trustee. Can you please take over a hospital? It's not running only. Last 20 years it is not running. It's a beautiful hospital, nice building, near Radhakund, the holiest place of the world. Can you take over? Now we are discussing with them. So after some time you will know that you don't need to do basic work also. People will just want to you to come and do their work, that's all. So don't worry. Right now is the time to cultivate your consciousness and pray to the Lord. And Lord will reveal to you what you can do and what He will do through you. And I appreciate your heart and connection to temple actually. It's very extremely wonderful because ultimately your strength comes from where? From temple, no, ultimately. How you became devotees? From the temple only you became devotee. Temple is your nourishment. Dal chawal is from temple actually. So that nourishment has come to temple. So your gratitude should always remain. And wherever you sit tomorrow, in a busy condition, for example, in Bhaktivedanta Hospital, very full blown, and you are very busy now there in many activities you are doing. But there your desire to help the temple will make you help the temple. Ultimately, what is everything based on? Everything based on desire. You are here today because you have desire. I am here today because I have desire. So Krishna is using me to fulfill his mission. It is like that. So you keep this sweet desire in your heart that you don't want to be detached from temple and disconnected from temple because of the hospital project. But Krishna will see that your desire to serve temple also will be fulfilled in the course of time. What he cannot do? Many great things are going to happen through you. So just be prepared for that. Just get ready for that. Many, many great things that you will not believe in dream also will happen through you in this mission. We have to be simply ready to connect, be connected to the mission. And the mission will empower you. And think, today you are now, how old are you today?
26.
26. When you will become 56, you will be totally in different environment altogether. And you will imagine the day when we met first time in Nepal on 14th April and we were thinking about opening and things have, like that 30 years back we were thinking we'll open a small hospital somewhere. And now after 30 years we know how time has taken us through, what a big journey. And this journey is now becoming exemplary to so many other people. I have not met you, you have not met me, but you heard there's a hospital in Bhaktivedanta in Mumbai and the desire has already come to your heart. I feel so happy and honored that somewhere something we are doing and it is causing effect on the whole world. Wherever devotees are there, they feel inspired that we want to have something like this. You will become like this tomorrow. By then you will, people will say this is the core team of the first hospital in Nepal. And there will be many hospitals in Nepal having this exemplary. East Nepal, Central Nepal, and Southern Nepal, West Nepal. Why not? Why not a hospital like this come up and really give Krishna consciousness to people? We should have big dreams. And Krishna will fulfill all the dreams in his service. You have any other question? Yes.
No, don't worry about it. I think it's 3 o'clock. I have not
Yeah. I have just one question, and it is like you all have been through the such a long period of time, and it's a very tough job. Actually, it seems very wonderful, but inside it's very tough. So, what is the in a single thing that we should have in our
selfless devotion, selflessness, and devotion to Krishna.
Because we all have different nature, so so how can we all be together? Is it?
Today I was hearing lecture in the afternoon, where the demons and devotees, the devatas, they decided to do Samudra Manthan. So these are two kinds of people who have nothing in common. They hate each other. They have disagreements on social disagreement, philosophical disagreement, political disagreement. They have disagreements on every level. But still, Vishnu got them together on a higher cause of getting Amrut. Is it not true? Those guys will never work together. But Vishnu tricked them with a higher purpose to come together and do one project of churning the ocean. Because what was the common in that? They didn't like each other. They were enemies of one another. What was common in them? Both wanted happiness. And they thought happiness will be there in Amrut. We both get Amrut, we'll be happy. So with that singular common drive, Vishnu made them churn the ocean. So if demons and devotees can come together for a higher cause, why not devotees stay together for a higher cause? So if you give up your individuality, I mean you have to be individual, but you come together for a higher cause. For example, suppose husband and wife are fighting, they want to divorce. Then why they stay together finally? For children. So what is children? There's a higher purpose. Yes, I don't like you, you don't like me. I hate you, you hate me. But we both love our children. So for our children's sake, we stay together. We don't want to ruin their life. Similarly, Prabhupada's mission is higher purpose in life. And I have difference of opinion, you have difference of opinion. And my nature is different, your nature is different. And I don't think we can work together. But still, if the demons can churn the ocean with the devotees, and devotees can churn the ocean with demon for the higher purpose, why can't we? Why can't we? Even gopis have difference of opinion, left wing, right wing gopis. But they have one attachment, that is Krishna. And they serve together for that purpose. They may not eat food from Chandravali's village. Radharani's group devotees, sakhis, will not eat Chandravali's village water also, drink also water there. But still, they serve Krishna together. Their goal is to please Krishna. So the purpose of pleasing Guru and Krishna, we stay together. Me and Madhavanand Prabhu, for example, are totally different personalities. We have different styles, different working styles and different mentality, difference of opinion. For 30 years we are together now. We fought so many times. But our friendship is very deep, although we are different in opinion. My way of style working is different, his way of working is different. I so many times compromise, he so many times compromises, looking at the mission. If I was the one, maybe I would have done things in different altogether. But in group, you have to learn to sacrifice your own desire. You may feel, I know how to do it best. He doesn't know. But still, for the group's sake, you surrender. You say, whatever group agrees, we will work together. We will fight in the meeting. But when you go out, we go out with one conclusion and execute that conclusion. We don't say, in the meeting I told them, you know, they don't listen to me, they are foolish. Why don't know? They understand my mission, my understanding. They will surely fail. I told them, you see, I told them that time also, this failed. We will never say that. We will discuss with difference of opinion in the meeting. But when we get out of the meeting, we have one resolution and we stand by that. Although internally I may not have agreed with that resolution. I must have thought different way. And I'm convinced about it, okay, this is not going to work this way. But togetherness is more important than my opinion. My opinion can never become higher than the congregation of devotees. That understanding we must have. That together you receive mercy of Guru and Krishna, not individually. When you stay together, all of you receive mercy of Krishna and Guru together. But you say, I go my way, you go your way, none of you will get mercy of Krishna and Guru. So you chose to be away from each other. So togetherness means a lot of sacrifices there. Sacrifice of not money or position, sacrifice of thoughts also. Sacrifice of your opinion also. Sometimes you feel my opinion is so important, why don't you take seriously? But we see that ultimately this group is run by Krishna actually. He will see that necessary decision will come out. And we have to submit to that. However I feel I am right or wrong. That is why I said, you have to grow Krishna consciousness wise. In these years, by reading philosophy properly, chanting your rounds properly, sadhana properly, become a very hardcore devotee first. Then develop skills in medicine. Then you come out. Otherwise, you know, in a premature way, if you run to the war field and you forgot your sword only, you are sure to get wounded. You have so much enthusiasm, you ran and then you forgot the weapon and there's got injured and you come back. With no time you got injured. Better you go fully prepared and run the show nicely. I'm sure your sincerity will be paid by Krishna actually. Sincerity will be rewarded. So sincerity, our selflessness, our dedication, our cooperation with one another. You know? Tell me in the world who gets along with anybody? Husband, wife, brother, sister, father, mother, children, they don't get along. They have different opinions. But because they love one another, they stay together. In a wedding also, you want to do one wedding, for example. In one wedding, they will say, not this sari, not this sari, not this decoration, not that decoration, not this menu, not that menu. Right? So many things are there where we differentiate. But finally, we accept father's opinion and work for him, for the sister's marriage. So where there is one opinion, tell me. If you had one opinion, you don't need to be there. Everybody is yes, sir, suppose. We don't need you. Because whatever I am saying, you are saying yes, sir. So then I don't need all of you. I am alone enough. But we need different people. Bhima was different. Yudhishthira was different. Arjuna was different. Nakul Sahadeva was different. Everybody was different. Bhima always felt ki crush him. Don't talk. Just utha ke patak do usko. Baat mat karo. But Yudhishthira will say, wait. Bhima had different kind of mood and Arjuna had different kind of mood. But all of them were there together always. Whatever was their strength, but they were together. Although they were different, but they were always together. So, like that, we have to be together with higher purpose. Keep the higher purpose in mind. Pleasure of Prabhupada and pleasure of Krishna is my higher purpose, for which I may have to sacrifice my opinion, which I feel is very important right now. But I will sacrifice my opinion for the sake of the group and to please Prabhupada. Ultimately, when Prabhupada and Guru will, Krishna will be pleased, when you stay together and sacrifice your purpose and your own mission, or your own thinking for the sake of the mission, that time they get pleased. Because you are always giving higher weightage to the mission than to yourself. And that is what is very pleasing to Krishna, and that is what attracts the mercy of Krishna actually. When you give up your own self for the mission, keep your opinion aside and go with the flow. You may have different opinion. Today, Ratha Yatra, he may feel, I want to do this this way. You want to, he may say, why khichdi only? Give roti sabji. Many things are there, but see that we are together. Most important, not how great I am. Most important, how great all of us are together. That is where we become successful. And that is the only success of this hospital, is that so many years we stayed together. We had difference of opinion, we fought, so many things we did. But we remained together. We didn't say, okay, hell with this group, I will go and open my clinic outside and I will practice, I will make money outside. I don't want to be with all of you. That one thing Guru Maharaj said, yes, you will succeed much more outside individually, but together you will make wonders. So everybody had their own plans. Father had taken place, nursing home, clinics, all individual wonderful arrangements were done, which you will love to have from parents. But none of them went there. And today, after 20 years, the parents are thanking. You would have gone to Nalasopara with a small clinic there. Today you are a part of this big institute. What do you have? Your heart problem? Okay, it's there. You have no neurological surgery problem? It's available there. What do you want? Your ICU problem? It's available there. Whatever you need, individually you could have never started all that thing. So today there is so much facilities there. And through that facility we can preach. People are so impressed that such honest hospitals, such clean hospital, nice people, good mannerisms are there. And people want to accept what you are saying. Such opportunity is available today because we were together. Nobody would have given money to individuals to open a hospital. They gave donations to group because we are together with one institution and serving together. So donations were given. Nobody gives to XYZ, nobody gives to Senapati, nobody gives to Vishwarup Das. You know. They give it to Bhaktivedanta Hospital Trust. Now also, that time also. Different names were there, but the unity was there. Names became different afterwards. It is like that. So I am so happy and so much overwhelmed that you have such desire, and please cultivate that desire. Stay together. Right now the time is to stay together. Bolte na, cultivate. Till the mango comes on mango trees, it goes 15 to 16 years. And then mangoes come in hundreds of number. For 20 years to go. But for 16 years, no fruit. Only watering, only giving khad, only nurturing, taking care and taking care with no results. But lovingly taking care of the tree. One day the tree will start giving you sweet mangoes. And that time you will wonder, now I am not doing anything. The mangoes are just flowing, hundreds in number. So it's like that. It's a matter of time. You have the vision, you have the desire, and you have the desire to sacrifice anything for those things. Then you will see Krishna will reward you. Don't think when you sacrifice something, you will be all-time loser. You will be rewarded abundantly by Krishna, what little do you sacrificed. Now you, it will appear that you sacrificed so much. But in the course of time, Krishna will give you in abundance in return. Draupadi tore one corner of her costly sari to tie Krishna's finger, right? Krishna gave her unlimited cloth when she wanted it. Unlimited, Ambara Avatar it is called as. Unlimited cloth came from skies to cover her. Because when Krishna's finger got cut, she immediately tore her sari and tied it. He said, at right time I will repay you for this debt that you have got. So that time she must have, hey, my good sari, you know, now I can't wear it anymore. It's all torn now. But that sari, small piece, and maybe one sari she lost, she got saved from Krishna at the right opportune time with unlimited cloth. And that same thing will happen to you also. Don't think it's only for Draupadi. When you give up the corner of your sari for Krishna, then Krishna also will abundantly cover you with unlimited cloth. That is the life you all of us live, by the way. Huh? All of us are actually living through those pastimes. Don't think it's only for Draupadi, it's only for Pandavas, it's only for Yudhishthir, it's only for, you know, Kunti. I'm not Kunti, I'm not Yudhishthir. How will it happen to me? No, all of us are actually going through the same life in different forms. The same experiences which they felt in their life, we all are going through in a small or different way. The Leela of the Lord continues. The only thing what is wanted is, are you willing to take part in the Leela of the Lord? Whenever you say, yes, my Lord, the Leela will take place with you also. It will continue. You may be Brahmachari, I may be Grahastha, I may be doctor, I may be engineer. If you say, yes, my Lord, I want to be part of your pastime, immediately you will be accepted. And the same experiences you also will get. And you will find similarity in Bhagavatam and in your life in the course of time. It's only willingness of a devotee. Whenever you say, yes, my Lord, that willingness will make you part of all the Lord's eternal pastimes while you are in this material body and when you get liberated. This will continue. This is my experience. I hope it will be with you also. Any other questions there? So happy to have your questions actually.
And we are so grateful for your questions.
Hare Krishna. Which is so kind, they are so nicely taking care of me. Hare Krishna. So we disperse now and we'll meet again. Huh? Prabhuji will arrange something for us. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki.
Jai. Jai.